Welcome everyone. Today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, how to reduce the costs and financial losses from chargebacks. With the rapid growth of e-commerce, the rise in fraud, and consumers' increasing willingness to file chargebacks, both issuers and acquirers are finding dispute management to be an increasingly challenging and complex job. This is why it's my pleasure to have Cheryl Fitzgerald and Kate Knutson of BHMI and Don Apgar from Javelin Strategy and Research on today's podcast. The team at BHMI has helped companies automate and streamline their disputes management processes, and Javelin has a proven reputation for providing strategic research on chargebacks in the payments industry. Before we get started, Cheryl, Kate, and Don, can you introduce yourselves and explain your role at your respective companies? Cheryl, let's start with you.
My name is Cheryl Fitzgerald, and I'm a senior program director at BHMI. And in my role, I have worked closely with companies to implement solutions that reduce the cost of managing disputes, including both card-based transactions and account-to-account P2P payments.
Thanks, Cheryl. Kate, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Kate Knutson, and like Cheryl, I am a senior program director here at BHMI. And in our roles, Cheryl and I are right there on the front lines helping both issuers and acquirers streamline and automate their dispute management processing.
Thanks, Kate. And now last but not least, Don, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Don Apgar. I lead the merchant services and payments practice here at Javelin Strategy.
Thanks, everyone. It's great to have you all here. I'd like to set the stage first a bit for this discussion. Cheryl, can you explain what we mean by chargebacks and why they have become such a challenge for issuers and acquirers?
Certainly. So a chargeback is a mechanism that allows consumers to dispute a transaction and request a refund for a variety of reasons, such as fraud, unauthorized charges, or dissatisfaction with goods or services. And when a consumer initiates a chargeback, there's a detailed workflow process for handling the payment dispute. The chargeback process is meant to provide a standard method for dispute claim management, but it has become one of the biggest operational challenges for companies because the process is very complex and it varies depending on the payment network involved.
Cheryl, you mentioned the complexity of managing disputes. Can you go into a bit more detail on why disputes management has become so complex?
Yes, certainly. So I think one of the main reasons is the number of parties involved when a dispute occurs. So first you have the cardholder, who's the owner of the card or account involved in a transaction. Then there's the issuer, which is the bank that issued the card to the cardholder. You have the merchant who sold the goods or services being disputed. Next, you have the acquirer, who acquires the payments on behalf of the merchant. And finally, there are the card networks, such as Visa and MasterCard, that oversee the entire process. So all of these parties are part of the process and they add to the complexity. Issuers and acquirers have to follow very specific network and federal regulations that are being changed on a regular basis, which makes things extremely challenging. Also, we found that the growing number of payment types and transaction channels is adding to the complexity. Companies are finding it difficult to juggle multiple systems, rules, and processes.
Thanks for breaking that down, Cheryl. Kate, my next question is for you. You know, Cheryl mentioned that one of the complexities of managing disputes and that regulations are frequently changing. Can you give us a general idea of the work effort companies face to keep up with dispute mandates?
Absolutely. So most of our clients support a wide range of payment networks, from the global giants like Visa and MasterCard to regional players within the client's own country. Each of these networks comes with its own set of dispute regulations. And in the US, we've even got federal regulations like Reg E and Reg Z to keep in check too. These regulations tend to be very stringent, and they lay out very specifically the requirements, process, and timelines for handling disputes. At BHMI, we found firsthand how staying on top of these ever-changing regulations can be quite the challenge. That's why we've got a dedicated team focused on tracking every mandate from the networks and integrating them into our dispute workflows. It's a constant cycle of review and modification. We're always poring over that mandate documentation and identifying the necessary changes to our workflows to ensure compliance. It is a tedious and meticulous process, but one we're fully committed to because managing disputes effectively and compliantly is vital to our clients.
Thanks, Kate. I can see why keeping up with the ever-changing dispute regulations is definitely a challenge for many companies. Dawn, my next question is for you. We know that chargebacks are on the rise around the world, and this is partially driven by an increase in fraud. This has become a major concern because chargebacks can significantly impact a company's bottom line. Can you share some current information about chargebacks and why they have become such a primary area of concern for both issuers and acquirers?
Well, there's a couple of things that go into that, Rima. First, as you mentioned, is fraud. You know, with the advent of data breaches and hacking today, there's more card numbers and consumer credentials for sale on the dark web than ever. But there's also a couple other things that are driving what we're seeing as an increase in chargebacks. One is the growth in e-commerce merchants. It's never been easier to launch an e-commerce storefront and sell things on the web. But most folks focus on the site and not necessarily on customer contact for their consumers. And consumers that have a question about their bill, their purchase, have a problem with their purchase, they want to request a refund, something was damaged or didn't arrive, if they can't find a way to connect easily with the merchant, they will contact their card issuer and turn it into a chargeback. The other third category is recurring billing. We're seeing so much recurring billing in a similar kind of an environment where it becomes difficult for the consumer to cancel, and the consumer has found it easier to initiate a chargeback with their issuer than to kind of weave through and navigate the customer service at the recurring billing provider.
Thanks, Don. So this essentially leads me to my next question, which I want to sort of have a lightning round for all three of you. Based on your experience, why have chargebacks become so costly to manage for issuers and acquirers?
So this is Cheryl, and I can start for this one. One of the biggest reasons relates to the complex, ever-changing regulations that we've been talking about. Many companies find it difficult to invest the time and money required to continually analyze the mandate changes, but if they are not up to date, this results in penalties and claim losses. We've also found that many companies are still using legacy systems that require a lot of human intervention. For instance, some companies still use spreadsheets and manual processes that make it difficult to keep up with the regulation changes and the growing number of disputes. Another area we see is on training. So it's difficult to hire somebody with, you know, experience in chargebacks, and there is a high turnover in this area. So often you're having to hire people in that don't know anything about chargebacks, and you're having to give them all of the training that they need. And it's a complex training effort. So you have to invest quite a bit of time in that training. And then you have the complication of having the different networks involved with different rules and regulations. So that really just speaks to, you know, having a system that can help with that, leading a dispute worker, dispute team through knowing exactly what the timelines are for the different dispute actions that are going to be allowed, how to submit a valid dispute action, how to get all the information in and answered correctly. One other reason that we often see for, you know, that relates to this area is that many companies are using a swivel chair approach. Swivel chair refers to the manual process of navigating back and forth between internal applications and external card network dispute systems like MasterCard Claims Manager and Visa VRoll. And it's this lack of automation and integration with the networks, again, that can lead to inefficiencies, errors, and then unnecessary claim losses. Kate, do you want to add any other reasons for the rising cost of managing disputes?
Absolutely. Another reason is that the sheer number of chargebacks is increasing. From what I'm seeing, and it sounded like Don concurred, the growing number of e-commerce channels is a big contributing factor. And some of the main reasons for these chargebacks are fraud, friendly fraud, and consumer abuse. So naturally, as the number of chargebacks increase, so does the overall cost of managing them. And another reason that goes hand in hand with the increasing volume of chargebacks is the high percentage of chargeback losses. We mentioned this before, that due to the complexity and the ever-changing regulations, claim losses can be high. In fact, many acquirers opt not to even pursue a certain portion of their chargebacks because of the cost and the complexity. So as a result, chargebacks represent a significant financial loss for many companies.
Yeah, I like the term swivel chair approach. I think that says a lot. I think a lot of companies and merchants specifically aren't prepared for the chargeback world, you know, and so we see companies that will use fraud prevention tools to try to identify and weed out fraudulent purchases. And they will provide customer service and answer a phone call or an email from a customer. But if that transaction then turns into a chargeback, the merchant hasn't organized and categorized that data. So the merchant can say, well, gosh, I have this chargeback, but, you know, we checked, we did fraud prevention. I think we spoke to this customer, but they don't have the information in one place organized so that when the chargeback comes in, they can provide a definitive story back to the card issuing bank that said, well, we checked this, we checked that, you know, the consumer did call and we advised that we weren't able to provide a refund because of our policy that's on page 3 of our website, et cetera, et cetera. So swivel chair approach, I think, is really accurate in this case.
I do like the term too, swivel chair. And it's the first time that I've actually heard it in this context. You've all provided some great insights into the growing challenge and rising costs of managing disputes. So now let's talk about some solutions for overcoming this challenge. My next question is again for the three of you. And essentially, based on your experience, what are you seeing card issuers, merchant acquirers, and payment service providers doing to reduce the cost and the complexity of managing disputes?
This is Kate, and I'll start. I think one of the most impactful things a company can do is to streamline the management of disputes with consolidation and automation. We found that many companies juggle multiple systems and rules and processes. And fortunately, there are solutions out there that allow companies to manage all disputes within a single integrated solution. This includes various transaction types, both card-based and non-card-based, like account-to-account or P2P payments. Also, API integration is a game changer. You know, as Cheryl and Don mentioned earlier, many companies are using a swivel chair approach. And today, this can be replaced with two-way APIs that interface with systems like MasterCard Claims Manager and Visa VRoll. So this automation streamlines the exchange of dispute data with these networks and eliminates that need for manual intervention.
And this is Cheryl, and I can add to what Kate said. So in addition to automation, simplifying things for dispute workers is very important. We talked earlier about the high level of claim losses. A lot of that boils down to the complex manual processes. We found that companies benefit greatly when they replace those manual processes with systems that do include pre-configured workflows that guide dispute workers through each step of the workflow, as I mentioned earlier, in relation to training as well. This not only dramatically increases the percentage of claim wins, it also improves employee satisfaction. And we've talked a lot about how difficult it is to keep up with the ever-changing dispute regulations. It's important to find a solution that keeps the dispute workflows up to date so they are always compliant with the most recent regulations. That includes network-specific reason codes, documentation requirements, sequential steps, and time windows. One other cost-saving option is to provide self-service capabilities. For example, a payment service provider could provide a solution that allows its merchants to access their own transactions and manage their own disputes.
From a merchant's perspective, I think the most important thing two most important things they can do is first to really audit the customer journey, especially in the e-commerce world, right? Are the descriptions of the products accurate? Are the expectations being set in terms of when it's going to be delivered and how it's going to be delivered? You know, are you easy to reach? Are your refund policies, you know, easy to understand and readily available, right? And so, you know, it's important to set the expectation for the consumer, right? So that they're not surprised. They don't have a surprise at the end of the transaction. And also, as I said earlier, using a platform to organize and collect all the data that the merchant tracks. Most of the fraud prevention and other customer contact stuff comes from third-party systems. And keeping that information organized in one spot so that they can quickly respond to a chargeback and adjudicate that, really, you know, kind of tell their side of the story, is really important. You know, and I think too many merchants make the mistake of trying to do this on a swivel chair basis. And it's, you know, it's frankly, it's just too hard to keep up. You can't scale a business with more swivel chairs.
Thanks, everyone. This has been a great episode. I think the insights you provided will be very helpful to companies trying to reduce the costs and complexities of managing disputes. Before we wrap up, I understand that BHMI is very active in helping both issuers and acquirers reduce their dispute management costs. Where can our listeners learn more about BHMI and its Concourse dispute software solution?
Folks who want to learn more about BHMI and Concourse can go to our website at bhmi.com or follow us on LinkedIn. Also, feel free to reach out to us anytime. We're happy to help.
Thank you again, Cheryl, Kate, and Don. This concludes our podcast. For those who joined us, thanks for listening in and have a great day.